Idaho Representative Raul Labrador made headlines last week when he voted against a bill that would send millions of federal dollars to schools in Idaho counties that have a lot of federal land. The funding was part of a bill to reauthorize the Secure Rural Schools Act, known as SRS. Labrador says he voted against the legislation because it was part of an unrelated Medicare reimbursement bill the Republicans said would add too much to the national debt. Our Scott Graff got down with Labrador to talk about what some saw as a vote against rural Idaho students.
It was not, and I think it was you guys in the media that tried to make it sound like it was a vote against the kids, because if you look at the way it was portrayed in the media, especially by some of our largest newspapers here in Idaho, they wanted that to be the analysis. But when I talked to the local communities and I talked to the local people, they understood my vote. They understood. We spoke to most of the county commissioners in that area out of our office. We talked to the people on the ground. They understand that it is not right for us to try to saddle our children and our grandchildren, these same children that people claim to care about, to saddle them with another $141 billion in debt just so we can get a little bit of help in Idaho that we deserve, that it's owed to us by the federal government. So it was only people like Rocky Barker, who I thought was very unprofessional in the way that he portrayed this vote.
Rocky with the Idaho Statesman.
Correct.
What did Rocky say that you were not comfortable with?
What he said was that I voted against children. I voted against Idaho, which is absolutely not true. He knows full well that I would have voted for this bill if it was a standalone bill, and he didn't explain it and what he tried to do. I know it sells newspapers. I know that that's the way this game is played, but I thought it was pretty low of somebody like him.
Were you prepared to let Idaho schools go without this money for at least a year while this situation were to get worked out?
No, because if it wouldn't have passed, it would have passed as a standalone bill. There was never any danger of this legislation not passing.
Is there ever a situation where a politician, an elected official, is too principled that it ultimately comes back to hurt their district?
You know, the only time I think that happens is when you're a no on everything. So if your goal is to vote no on everything, then you're not open to the possibilities. If you're just ideologically pure, that's not a good thing. But when you're sticking to your principles and you know that there's a better way, and the better way would have been to just allow SRS to pass as a standalone bill, or like I said earlier, to attach it to something that is related to our lands and our forest management.
After that vote, Idaho's other House member, Mike Simpson, said that, in a quote, "You have to look long and hard to find a reason to vote no on this." Did you take that as a comment on your vote?
Absolutely. You know, Mike Simpson has been part of the establishment in Washington, D.C. for 12 years. He loves to go out drinking and smoking with the speaker. He loves to have these relationships where it's all about making false promises to his constituents and then going back there to Washington, D.C. to compromise. We're different kinds of politicians. I will not lie to my constituents. I won't come say something in my campaign that is totally different than what I do during my time as a member of Congress. So we're just very different in what we do. You know, the people of his district obviously like him and they keep reelecting him. But he's got to answer to his constituents when he takes votes like this.
What's the status of your relationship with Congressman Simpson?
You know, it's okay. He and I disagree on a lot of things, and I have done a really good job over the last 4 years to be as polite as possible, but he doesn't seem to want to reciprocate with that, so I'm okay with that.
Do you communicate with each other?
We see each other on the House floor.
But
yes.
You don't call each other on the phone and talk about Idaho
very
politics?
Often. I have a great relationship with the two senators.
Congressman Raul Labrador, thank you very much.
Thank you.
That's Idaho Republican Raul Labrador speaking with our Scott Graff. After our interview, we reached out to Idaho Statesman reporter Rocky Barker for his response. Barker says he was contacted by a Labrador staffer with concerns over the paper's headline regarding the congressman's vote, but that the staffer felt the rest of the paper's coverage was fair. We also reached out to Congressman Mike Simpson. He's overseas, but his communications director sent a statement in response to Labrador's comment. Spokeswoman Nikki Wallace calls them, quote, nonsense and undignified. She says Simpson last week voted for Idaho counties while Labrador voted against them. You can read her full statement at boisestatepublicradio.org.